1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. This is Your Turn, a live call-in show featuring spirited discussion and debate about issues that matter to the community. Your Turn is sponsored by People's First Community Bank, the best bank in the neighborhood. Stay with us to hear what Northwest Florida thinks. Better yet, call in at 623-1330 and tell us what you think. It's your turn here on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. Now, here's the host of Your Turn.
Good afternoon. My name's Renee Giacchino. I'm corporate counsel for the Center for Individual Freedom, and I'll be hosting this version of Your Turn, the program that I've dubbed Meeting Nonsense with Common Sense. To learn more about my organization, please visit our website at www.cfif.org. Well, my first guest may have been raised or grown up most of his time in South Carolina, but we are going to claim him as our own because he was, in fact, born in Pensacola. Please welcome country music singer and songwriter Aaron Dupree Tippin. Aaron Tippin, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
I appreciate that, Renee. You know, that's the first time anybody's ever said my middle name on the air.
There's a first for everything.
I guess
the first
there
time
is.
We've had you.
You probably know that because you've been in Florida. You know, you can look up my birth certificate pretty easy, right?
Well, we can look up whatever we want. That's right. And thank goodness for Wikipedia, although I'm sure every teenager out there is shuddering saying, doesn't she know that that's unreliable? Which is true. It is very unreliable. Aaron, a lot of folks who tune in regularly know that most of the time my program tends to be very political in nature, and they're probably scratching their heads saying, what is she doing having on her show this American country music artist and record producer? I mean, certainly your accolades speak for themselves. You've got multiple songs and albums that have won certification, gold and platinum certification. So you have every right to be on a radio station here in Pensacola, but why WEBY, a talk radio station? And no doubt over the next couple of 20 minutes or so that we're talking, they're going to agree that you're the perfect person to have talking about this whole issue surrounding Drill Here, Drill Now. And that's actually the title of a song that you have come out with that we're going to play in just a couple of minutes. The name of the song is Drill Here, Drill Now, and it's part of a campaign that's going on nationwide. Tell us a little bit about your involvement with this.
Well, you know, Renee, I came up with a song thanks to standing at the end of the autograph line, you know, every night and shaking hands and talking to folks that come to an Aaron Tippin show and just really coming to realize how concerned they are about this energy situation and the price of gas at the pump. And, you know, it just kept wearing on me and wearing on me you know, along with that, I was hearing Newt Gingrich on television talking about drill here, drill more, pay less. And, you know, eventually it overtook me. And because I'm a songwriter, that's kind of how I express, I guess, I protest, you know. And so, and it's really not a protest for me. This is a protest for the guys and gals that, the good, honest, blue-collar, working-class Americans, taxpayers, that are really getting it right in the teeth, kicked right in the teeth over this gas situation, and I couldn't stand it. I had to say something, and it's my little song that just kind of expresses how they feel.
Well, it's kind of a powerful collision between pop culture and politics, and when Pamela Anderson can be quoted as a political expert, I mean, my goodness, let's hope that some of our other celebrities out there can find an issue that's important to them. And as you mentioned, you know, this is an issue that affects every single one of us. I don't care, rich, poor. I mean, if you own a car, if you use any mode of transportation, you're obviously going to pay attention to gas prices. Most of us are very tired of paying too much for gas while Congress essentially does nothing about it. I mean, today, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that Democrats are going to have to obviously deal with this impending September 30 expiration of the offshore drilling moratorium. And what it sounds like they're thinking they might be able to do is the Democrats are planning to allow the ban to expire and then just count on the Interior Department to delay issuing any more drilling leases until after the election. I mean, how does that hit you when you hear something like that, Aaron?
Well, they're just dodging. You know, they're dodging issues, what it sounds like to me. And once again, they don't want to do the will of the American people. I'm telling you, the vast majority of Americans want something done about this. We need a short bridge. You know, all of us agree. We need alternative energy. Everybody agrees with that. But you know something? You can't just expect people to take their cars, park them on the side of the road, or drive them in the ditch somewhere and go downtown and buy a brand new hybrid or an electric car. And that's what this Congress wants us to do. They've decided that we are going to change the lifestyles, whether we like it or not. And they've just forgotten who put them up there and who's the boss in this game.
Well, let's, if you don't mind, we want to play the song in its entirety. I think it, you know, really sends the best message. We can talk and talk and talk about this, but the message is right here in this song. It's a song written by Aaron Tippin. It's called Drill Here, Drill Now. We're going to listen to the song, and then if you've got some questions for him, please call us at 623-1330. We'll be right back after we listen to this song.
Hello! Well, is anybody out there listening? Washington, D.C. This is the suffering voice of America crying out for relief. Now, I don't know what a gallon of gas cost up on Capitol Hill, but we sure know what it cost down here in Realityville. And the damage already done has been a mighty heavy toll. And if we're gonna fix it, we gotta start right here at home. Drill here, drill now. How about some oil from our own soil that belongs to us anyhow? Ain't no more debate, we're tired of waiting. Everybody shout out loud. Drill here, drill now. Every time a foreign tanker pulls up to our shore, they got us over the barrel while they bleed us a little more. Oh, and think how much it cost just to bring it all that way, and how many American jobs that'd make if we were drilling in the USA. Oh, and God forbid if our holy friend should decide to cut us off, we'd be standing around with our bridges down. Hey, listen to me, y'all. Drill here, drill now. From our own soil that belongs to us anyhow. No more debating, we're tired of waiting. Everybody shout out loud. Drill here, drill now. Do something. Well, the winds are change of blowing, and yes, we recognize that need. But tractors, trucks, and cars and planes can't run on tomorrow's dreams. So while we're working on the future, we can't ignore today. Cause who knows how much time the alternative might take. Yes, something's gotta be done right now, cause friend, it won't be long before this great big country comes to grind into a halt. Drill here, drill now. How about some more from our own soul that belongs to us anyhow? No more debate, we're tired of waiting. Everybody shout out loud. Drill here, drill now.
The song says it all. It's Drill Here, Drill Now by platinum-selling recording artist, songwriter, and producer Aaron Tippin. Aaron, let me ask you, where can folks find a copy of this if they want to download that to their iPods, if they want to make sure that their legislators know about this song? Is it up on the Internet?
Oh, yeah, sure is. You just go to AaronTippin.com. And you can download that, baby. Hey, it's 99 cents. That's a lot cheaper than a gallon of gas.
That is a lot cheaper than a gallon of gas. Aaron, has that been sent up to Capitol Hill? Are you aware? Do folks up there, if they had an opportunity to hear that song? Because it really speaks the message of a lot of the American people. We're saying, you know, help us out right now. We've got this right here on our soil. That may not be the long-term answer, but as you mentioned in the song, you know, we need to do something right now that, you know, while we're making these plans, working on the future, as you say, we can't ignore what we need today.
Well, Renee, I can assure you this. There's plenty of them up there that don't want to hear this. You know, I'm not sure who all has. You know, we tried to get it to everybody that we could. Thanks to Newt Gingrich and the guys at American Solutions. They've helped out quite a bit trying to get this song out there, you know, and let the public hear it. You know, really, it's a cry out to all of us to stick together. Let's do the right thing and make our government work for us instead of our, you know, us working for our government. And the time has come. The time has come to take it back and say, look, this is how it's going to be. We need fuel, and we need it now. Because, you know, you can't even think about alternative fuels if you're disrupting today's world with the price of energy. You know, there's truck drivers in this country right now having to park their rigs and walk off from them just because they can't even afford the price of fuel to get out there and run up down the highway. And, friends, you know, you can see it any way you want to, but I tell you this, America arrives on the back of a truck. And it's just going to get worse. If we think this economy thinks bad now, let it continue like this, and the American people suffer more and see how much worse it gets.
Do you know, is this going to go on one of your albums? Have you got a new album coming out?
You know, I got a truck driving album coming out in January, and we may put it on that, you know, just because I would sure like for it to end up somewhere in life. But, you know, this was something that struck me and something that had been on my mind that I felt I had to address for the sake of the folks that are, that love Aaron Tippin music. And I'll say this, the folks that love me and the folks that I love, and that'd be the Aaron Tippin fans, the country fans out there. And so, you know, I don't know where it'll end up. Right now, I want it to end up in the hands of every single good, honest, blue-collar, hard-working American that can get out there and tell the world what we're thinking and how we feel, and let's get this message up to Congress and let them know we're back in charge.
Well, I think it'd make a great theme song for Sarah Palin. Every time she comes up to the stage, yeah, don't you agree? I mean, they ought to be playing this song. I mean, we're talking
Absolutely.
About Alaska. We're talking about the resources that we have right there in Alaska that we could tap into that could significantly decrease our dependence on foreign oil.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. And, you know, actually, I played a little rally for Sarah yesterday in Wildwood, Florida. And, you know, we gave her a copy of the song, me and my wife, Thea, and got to meet her. You know, when you shake her hand and you look in her eyes, you realize she's the new type of politician. She's not a career politician, man. She's been up there in Alaska doing unheard of things in politics. And I guarantee you, when she gets to Washington, she's going to do a lot of unheard of things there, too.
Aaron, have you been back to Pensacola since you were born here?
Yes, we've come quite a few times to play around the area, and it's always cool because people come up to me and they knew my mom or they knew my dad or knew part of the families that live around there. And I didn't get to grow up there. You know, here's the deal. Dad was training Air Force cadets in Bainbridge, Georgia when I was born, and he was flying night missions, and mom didn't want to be by herself, so she came back home to Pensacola to have me. And so I only got to stay there about 5 days, but, you know, I she was staying with her sister, but I always like to come back there when I can and then just say, hey, this is where I started. This is where I was born.
Well, we'd welcome you back anytime. Did your wife, did you two work together on, I know she's in the songwriting business as well, correct?
That's right. Thea's also a co-writer on this song. She co-wrote Kiss This with me. You know, we've written several other songs. We wrote After 9/11. We wrote Love Like There's No Tomorrow. You know, we've written quite a few songs together. She's a partner in this and my best friend, not to mention my wife.
Tell us a little bit about Newt Gingrich's American Solutions, Drill Here, Drill Now, Pay Less, the petition campaign. How are they doing on collecting their signatures? Do you know? Have you stayed on top of that at all?
Yes, I have. You know, they're at like 1.5 million, and they need that again. You know, that many again. So everybody out there listening, man, please go to americansolutions.com, sign the petition. You know, it's the way that we let those people know we're not sleeping down here, and that we're going to come. If they don't do what we want to do, we're going to replace them.
Yeah, I think some of this energy stuff could sure help the economy overall. I mean, we read about, you know, the failure of this and the failure of that and bailout this and bailout that. But, you know, to the everyday folks, yeah, that ultimately could significantly impact us. But what's hurting us the most right now, I think, are certainly the gas prices, and those gas prices are driving up the cost of food as well.
That is exactly right. You know, the surcharge is in place on fuel now because of the cost of delivery of it. is really hurting the American people right in the pocketbook. And you're right. And just what you said is true. We got a problem going on with the stock market. That needs solving. Of course, I got to say, it kind of puzzles me in that regard that those guys could pump up these businesses, take these huge bonuses, and walk off from a dying company. Let me tell you something. Aaron Tippin Incorporated can't do that. If the company goes down, I go down. So I can't understand how those guys can walk off with such money, but I guess that's a whole other issue.
Well, I'm sure we're going to have hearings on all that as well. All right, Aaron,
I hope so.
Yeah, I want to make sure people know they can download that song to their iPod. It's only 99 cents. I mean, it supports the effort. We're going to play it again after we come back from break. You can download it at aarontippin.com, AaronTippin.com. All right, Aaron, I do have to ask you about one thing on Wikipedia. Again, I know I'm going to get yelled at for even quoting Wikipedia, but it says Tippin's singing voice is a baritone, which I recognized, even though I'm kind of tone deaf, my family will tell you, usually characterized by a nasal southern twang.
Wow, I like that.
You like it? You don't take offense to that?
You know, if you want to hurt my feelings, you better get a brick.
I know.
This is who I am. I mean, listen to me talk now. You can understand why I sound like I do when I'm singing, because this is a real deal. This is not a trained voice. I haven't had a single day of training. I guess people would say, well, that's pretty obvious. But, you know, I consider myself a storyteller. You know, I would venture to say, you know, well, old Willie ain't that greatest singer of it all, but he's a great storyteller. If I was remotely considered in that class, I'd be mighty thrilled.
Well, this is a wonderful story that you're telling, the Drill Here, Drill Now song. It's a song about what Americans should do to fix the problem, what we need Congress to do to fix the problem, and the simple fact that they're not going to do it if we do not speak up, and that may even include sing out loud, Drill Here, Drill Now. I guess our goal is to get Sarah Palin playing this every time she steps on stage, right?
I think that's right. Everybody needs to contact her people and say, hey, put that Tippin song. Every time she gets ready to walk out, play that thing.
Play that thing. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We've taken up more time, I know, than you thought you were going to be with us. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, stay tuned because we're going to play the song again in its entirety, and we'll tell you how you can download it. Aaron, thank you again for your time, and please come back and visit us in Pensacola.
Thanks, Renee. God bless you. I'll bring my suntan lotion.
Okay, you bring it. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this break.
Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
Thank you for staying tuned. If you just tuned in, my name's Renee Giacchino. I'm corporate counsel for the Center for Individual Freedom, and you just missed a wonderful interview that we had with platinum-selling recording artist, songwriter, and producer Aaron Tippin. He has a brand new song called Drill Here, Drill Now. It really, I think, punctuates what we're all feeling as we have to go to the gas pumps and fill up our gas tanks. If you want to download a copy of the song, which we're going to play in just a minute to take us to the next break, you can do so by going to AaronTippin.com. Country music singer AaronTippin.com is his website. You can download it. Costs 99 cents. Download it to your iPod. Play it to your friends. Send it to your members of Congress. It may come out on a new album, a truck driver's album coming out in January, but you can get it right now at AaronTippin.com. We're going to close out this segment listening to another time, Aaron Tippin's song called Drill Here, Drill Now. Hope you enjoy it.
Hello. Well, is anybody out there listening?
In Washington, D.C. This is the suffering voice of America crying out for relief. Now, I don't know what a gallon of gas cost up on Capitol Hill, but we sure know what it cost down here in Realityville. And the damage already done has been a mighty heavy toll. And if we're gonna fix it, we gotta start right here at home. Drill. Debate, we're tired of waiting. Everybody shout out loud. Drill here, drill now. Every time I fall up to our shore. They guide us over the barrel while they bleed us a little more. Oh, and think how much it cost just to bring it all that way. And how many American jobs that'd make if we were drilling in the USA. Oh, and God forbid if our holy friend should decide to cut us off. We'd be standing around with our bridges down. Hey, listen to me, y'all. Drill here. Drill now. How about some more from our own soil that belongs to us anyhow? No more debating, we're tired of waiting. Everybody shout out loud. Drill here. You're blowing, and yes, we recognize that need. But tractors, trucks, and cars and planes can't run on tomorrow's dreams. So while we're working on the future, we can't ignore today. Cause who knows how much time the alternative might take. Yes, something's gotta be done right now. A friend, it won't be long before this great big country comes a grinding to a halt. Drill here, drill now.
Drill now.
How about some more from our own soul that belongs to us anyhow? No more debate, we're tired of waiting. Everybody shout out loud. Drill here.
That's Drill Here, Drill Now, a song about what Americans should do to fix the problem by Aaron Tippin. He's calling upon our nation's leaders to pay attention to Americans who are asking for a change. If you want to download a copy of the song so you can listen to it on your iPod or pass it along to your member of Congress, visit Aaron's website at AaronTippin.com. That's AaronTippin.com. I think he mentioned it's 99 cents. Well worth it, folks. We need to get the message out.